I own an automotive shop in Mirror. I had a car tested with the emissions before I tried it, and I was, it was putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning, we're going to have open lines. I really wanted to talk about what's going on in the Near East, but try to put it on in perspective. Certainly, we could talk about what's going on in the Middle East. The civil war that we've created in Iraq, the total breakdown of law and order that they have in Afghanistan today. How could we have possibly done such a poor job unintentionally? Certainly, there was no reason to invade Afghanistan. The Afghan government, and we have the clippings from that time, offered to send Osama bin Laden to another country for trial. They offered to turn him over to us. It would just show him the proof, and we refused to give him the proof that he was involved in 9-1-1. They offered, of course, to expel him from their country. But, you see, we were already intent upon going to war with Afghanistan, and 9-1-1 was simply an excuse to go to war. How can I say that? Well, very simply, we know that the plans for the war were on the president's desk on the morning of 9-1-1. We know, and if you haven't read the book, The Price of Loyalty by Paul O'Neill, the Secretary of Treasury, or we'll send you the page out of the book where he tells you about going to the meetings of the National Security Council in January and February. January, of course, they just came into office in January, but January and February of 2001, what are we talking about, 8 or 9 months before the attack? And there, Paul Wolfowitz and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld are trying to figure out how they're going to be able to justify a preemptive war with Iraq. It was all planned ahead of time. And Paul O'Neill is saying, I didn't understand. We were supposed to be talking about America's security at the National Security Council, and they were talking about how we were going to go to war with Iraq and justify a preemptive strike and get the American people to go along with it, and that already had maps on how they were going to divide up the oil of Iraq. Now, it was obviously planned ahead of time, because if we went into Afghanistan to capture Osama bin Laden, as the president promised, remember the president promised why we're going to get him dead or alive? He just never said when we were going to get him dead or alive, because they didn't try to get Osama. They let him escape. They let him escape into Pakistan. And then, despite the fact we're giving that country, hundreds of millions of dollars every year, why we refuse to pursue him into Pakistan to try to capture him. So you have to understand that everything is smoke and mirrors, symbolism over substance, rhetoric over reality. They knew what they were doing. They're not trying to put down the Taliban after all the reforming in Pakistan, but they were always funded by Pakistan. And Pakistani intelligence has always worked very closely with the Central Intelligence Agency. I mean, who's funding Taliban? You have to have money to finance an army, whether it's a Muslim army that recently took over in Somalia. I mean, who financed the Muslim army that was fighting the warlords that we were financing, or were we financing both sides, as we've so often done, time after time after time? And so, we see the whole of the Middle East simply deteriorating the situation, but you have to understand that's what they want. If things were stable, how could we possibly get the American people to go along with keeping our troops there? No, we have no advantage at all in getting stability there or finding out who's funding the Taliban or who's funding the insurgents in Iraq, although I'm sure many of them are simply people who are fighting the American occupation. And we're looked upon as occupiers. And, the thing is that the great tragedy is that they do not want us occupying their country. How would we feel if somebody came in to occupy our country? How many Americans would be fighting the occupiers? And the idea that most of these people are al-Qaeda is simply a lie. Yes, a small number of them are terrorists coming from other countries, being financed to come into Iraq to fight the invaders, but the vast majority of them are not. But then let's go to the Near East. And incidentally, we would appreciate your calls this morning because I don't have a guest, and so we would like to have you call in at 970-689-8255 and get your thoughts. 970-689-8255. Now, supposedly, we have this war between Israel, Hezbollah, and Hamas. Who's financing Hezbollah? I mean, look at those sophisticated missiles they have. They had one that actually took out an Israeli warship. I mean, those obviously were not made in a garage in Beirut. These are sophisticated weapons using technology. Obviously, they have come from Iran. And, you know, and of course, what you're really seeing is a proxy war. America, of course, represented by Israel. Hezbollah, represented by, is simply a surrogate of Iran. And so this is what the war is really all about. The only question is, where does Iran get its technology? Sophisticated technology. It gets it from communist China. It gets it from us. That doesn't make sense. Well, a lot of what's going on doesn't make sense. I mean, after all, who is building up communist China and lending them all the money? And you pick up Wall Street Journal, and Goldman Sachs is investing all sorts of money in communist China. And who's the new Secretary of the Treasury here in the United States? Why, it's a gentleman who comes from Goldman Sachs with very close ties to communist China. So nothing is as appears to be. And when you begin to understand that, everything really begins to make sense. Certainly, we brought the current government of Iran to power back in 1979. And as I've told you many times before, I'm old enough to remember 1979. And I remember when we toppled the Shah of Iran. And despite the fact he may have been an autocratic ruler, he was a very benevolent. He was, you might call him enlightened. Certainly his police many times were excessive, but then sometimes don't the police in America use excessive force? Certainly, we toppled the Shah and we intentionally brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power, and the CIA brought him to power and installed him in power. And within a very few years, Hezbollah was organized, and they, of course, organized the initial atrocities were in 1983. Remember now, the regime came to power in 1979. So 4 years later, Hezbollah was planning the attack on the American embassy in Beirut and the attack on the Marine barracks in Beirut, where 241 Marines were killed. And we knew about it ahead of time, and we didn't try to stop it. We'll be right back here and welcome your calls.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government, for a redress of grievances. Article 2, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I was just mentioning that we knew about the attack on the American Embassy in Beirut in 1983, and, of course, on the Marine barracks there where 241 Marines were killed beforehand, and we didn't try to stop it. And if you want to verify that, that's covered in the book which we carry, See No Evil, by Robert Baer, who was a CIA agent for 25 years. That's See No Evil. You need to get it. You need to read it. A very important book. And so we knew ahead of time Hezbollah was involved. We didn't try to stop it. We didn't try to punish them afterwards. And you have to ask yourself, why? So much of what has gone on doesn't make sense any more than they knew about the Islamic terrorist movement cells in the United States back in 1988 and 1989. And if you haven't seen that wonderful video we carry called Jihad in America, Jihad in America, you need to get it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and get that video and understand in 1988 they were holding terrorist cell meetings in Oklahoma City, and in 1989, and they have them on video, and the FBI knew about it, and the same thing is going on today. If you read the latest articles by Pat Brawley, and they were just up over the weekend on newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. Get Pat Prouty's articles. The same thing is going on. The terror cells are here. The FBI knows about it, and they refused to do anything about it in 1988, and they're refusing to do anything about it today. And with that as a background, we've got Charles calling from California. Hi, Charles. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Charles in Lompoc, your biggest fan in Lompoc.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Charles.
I wanted, seeing how you're having an open mic today, I was wondering, I started reading that book by David Rockefeller, the memoirs you always talk about.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
Well, I haven't read the whole book. I'm only just, you know, like a quarter through the whole book. But it's a fascinating book, and from what, I know he's a monster and all, but from what I've read in the book, he seems like a nice guy, and he's benevolent, and his dad was real nice. And, you know, I was reading about how Diego Rivera had a mural at the Rockefeller Center painted, and how it was communistic in overtones, and how they tore it out and paid him anyhow, and how nice they are. They go around the world giving money to different museums and stuff for their artwork, and he's a collector of Beatles and all this, and he just seems like a fat, pudgy, friendly guy so far. So,
well, he shouldn't he? Do you think he's going to say, I'm a monster, I'm planning on destroying your society, I have no loyalty to America? I think what he says on page 405 is really so revealing. Have you got to the part where he tells how one of his daughters was very, very close to Fidel Castro, an admirer? And then, of course, you get up around 405, he begins telling how his other daughter is making frequent trips down to Fidel Castro, and he must be a nice guy, too. I mean, why would his daughter be so close to him, and why would he be meeting with David, with Fidel Castro at the Council on Foreign Relations meeting? Of course he's going to try to make himself look very good. But the Rockefellers, if you go back and read the things that were written 100 years ago, the Rockefellers had goon squads going around killing people in the mines, and they, you know, they were involved with all sorts of violence. But they're not going to tell you that. You read what was written 100 years ago about the Rockefeller family, and they were universally hated in America.
Well, I don't disagree with what you say. I just, I'm just saying what it says in the book. If you read the book, he seems like a nice, friendly guy, and the whole Rockefeller family are nothing but a bunch of nice, benevolent people that care for the world and care for us. And
really, they really want to control us. In fact, as David Rockefeller told a friend of mine, a congressman, you know, some men are born to rule, most people are born to be ruled. And we are simply common people, and he's part of the ruling aristocracy, looking after us, as it were. But you have to understand that these, and certainly as you read the book, he is going to put the best foot forward, but his whole life has been dedicated to the destruction of America. And if you read what Barry Goldwater wrote about the Trilateral Commission that David Rockefeller formed, and of course that's covered in my latest newsletter, and I don't know if you get it or not, but, I mean, Barry Goldwater explained how they really intended to take over control of the whole world. But first they had to control the American government. And then they were going to control the financial and commercial interests of the entire world. And their goal was simply to take away all freedom, and they would rule the future. And that's exactly what he intends to do.
Do you think that he wrote that book, or do you think it's just a fantasy book?
Oh, I think it's all a fantasy. Of course, he's trying to put his best foot forward and rewrite history so he looks like a great benevolent individual. But he has always been a traitor to America. For many years, as you know, for 10 or 15 years, he was vice president or chairman of the CFR and then chairman of the CFR. And the purpose of the CFR, it's the front for a secret society, as you've heard me say many times. Professor Quigley brings that out in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, on pages 951 and 952. But, you know, the purpose of the CFR has always been to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring all the rest of the world under control, and then eventually to merge us into this one world government. That's a traitorous act. These people are traitors, and they should be tried accordingly.
Well, like I said, I haven't read the whole book, but...
Well, I'm sure as you read it, you'll find out he's such a nice guy. I mean, he's trying to give you that impression. And you only occasionally to get a little glimpse of what he's really about, and the fact that the Rockefellers have been close to communism all of their lives. He's not going to tell you that when he came back from China back in 1973, you know, he wrote an article for the New York Times where he was talking about the wonderful things in China. Oh, there'd been a little violence there. Yes, there'd been some brutality. But the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao is among the most important and successful in history. Now, at that time, Mao had already killed probably close to 80 million people. But David Rockefeller could overlook that because China is a social experiment. That's what everything are. I mean, we're like the man who has an ant, you know, a farm, you know, and he watches the little ants run around, and, you know, he directs them whenever he can. We are simply the ants to the elite. And that is their attitude. China and the brutality and the horror of China. And remember, already they had the Great Hunger with it. It systematically starved to death between 41 and 43 million people, between 58 and 62. And then, of course, after that, they had the Red Guard and you know, and the rooting out of many members of the Communist Party who might have devious, you know, ideas, and they beat them to death. And, you know, they put millions into concentration camps, and old men were sentenced to hard labor. And David Rockefeller is saying the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao is among the most important and successful in history. And I have a copy of the clipping that Dennis Cuddy sent me, but you could read that in Dennis Cuddy's book, the exact quotation of Secret Records Revealed. So, you know, certainly if you read the book, you're going to get David Rockefeller's point of view. But then, of course, you need to read other books on the Rockefellers. The reason that we are carrying David Rockefeller's book is we want you to read that one section, I think it's page 405, where he says, you know, some people think we, the Rockefeller family, are a cabal, part of a secret cabal that is conspiring with others to bring about a new international economic order. And if that is the charge, I plead guilty. I am a proud internationalist. So.
Yeah, I saw that part. That was the first page I looked up when I got the book. And it also says that it's the patriot. He has some words for it. The isolationists or something he uses in there are the ones that point the finger at him and that how he's really just a good guy and all this. I mean, that's the feeling I get from the book.
Of course. I mean, as you're going to see, I'm a monster. I mean, I relish the thought of millions of people being slaughtered. Of course not, but this is really their attitude. They have no concern for human life.
Why write a book if it's all full of, you know, lies and stuff?
Because you rewrite history. They've been rewriting history for years. That's the whole idea. They have changed history. The Rockefeller Foundation has funded the change in our educational system. The change in history textbooks and the Encyclopedia Britannica. And that's covering the book Foundations, the Power and Influence, which we carry. And that was written in 1958.
But yeah, I wanted to get changed. That book.
You rewrite history, you know, then you change the perspective of the people. And they believe what they read in the history books, even though they've been rewritten under the auspices of the Rockefeller Foundation to change the truth, alter it. Have you read that book, Foundations of Power and Influence?
No, but I'm going to get it from you. I'm going to join your little organization there. I want to get all your stuff.
Well, we hope you will, and we'll appreciate it, Charles. We just got to get people to begin taking a second look at what's going on, and certainly read the things from the other side, and then read the things, from the weak carry, and you'll find an entirely different perspective of the Rockefeller Foundation. They have always been evil, and their evil now is in the verge of destroying this great nation.
It'd be nice if people would point the finger at him instead of pointing the finger at someone like bin Laden or Saddam Hussein, you know, because from what you've taught me and stuff, that I think that the people that are behind the scenes are the real guilty people that should be chased with pitchforks and stuff. Not.
Well, the thing is, Saddam Hussein is an evil man. But he's an evil man that we backed at every turn. And
but he's
the
backed
people
by
our
Rockefeller,
government,
right?
Yeah. Big pardon?
He's probably backed by the Rockefellers and the Bushes and all those rich people.
Well, we do know that certainly the American government gave Saddam between $5 and $10 billion, and I think it's $10 billion. But we can demonstrate definitely $5 billion they gave him, and we sent him the chemical, and we sent him the biological weapons, and you know, and so aren't we as guilty as he is for that? And who are the people in the government? Well, one of the men who was involved with that was a man named Donald Rumsfeld. In 1983, he was over visiting Saddam and helping to build him up. And certainly, you know, when Saddam went into Kuwait, it was our government that gave him permission and encouraged him to go. And that's covered in an article we actually offer to our listeners, when an ally becomes an enemy. And it mentions how, I mean, our ambassador gave Saddam the go-ahead to go into Kuwait. But, see, nobody ever thinks about, we encouraged him to go, and then in that wonderful book, it's called Five Presidents and the Legacy of Watergate, and written by Bob Woodward. And he tells how there in the Oval Office, and I don't know how Bob Woodward knows this story, but there were four people, Colin Powell, James Baker III, President George Herbert Walker the Bush, and Brent Scowcroft, and Baker and Powell wanted to go over to Saddam and say, get your forces out of Kuwait or we're going to come in and force you out. And Baker wanted to go, and he said, I'm sure Saddam will, pull his forces out if we tell him to get out. And George Herbert Walker Bush said those words, and they just jump off the page. No, you can't go. We have to have this war. We have to have this war. Now, why did we have to have a war in 1991? I believe everything is on a timetable. And I believe George Herbert Walker Bush and his father and his son are all part of a secret occult organization that is dedicated to the destruction of existing society.
I think that you said that they were drilling sideways from Kuwait into and taking their oil. Is that true?
Yeah, the Kuwait were oblique drilling down into a big oil field there that was Saddam's, and Saddam was unhappy about that, and And, you know, Saddam was an evil and wicked people, and so are the people who control the government of Kuwait. They have a dictatorship there. And once we, you know, driven Saddam out, we restored the dictatorship. So, you know, nobody ever talks about that. Oh, we've got to preserve democracy. We're financing dictatorships all throughout the world.
Right. Well, everything I've learned from you is that everything I hear on the news is nothing but a lie, and everything I've been taught through history is nothing but a lie.
Well, you check everything we say, too, and make sure that we're telling the truth. God bless you, Charles.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles. A beautiful, well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers. Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Stand back here, and it's open lines this morning, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But we've got Jim calling from Massachusetts. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Very good, thank you. It's interesting you were talking about the people of greatest wealth that are the behind-the-scenes string pullers and puppet masters that are orchestrating all of this, particularly with the Middle East, what we're seeing happening right now. For example, it appears as though the criminal elements within the Israeli Mossad have actually orchestrated these Hezbollah attacks on Israel in order to provoke the American, Israeli military from attacking these strongholds in Lebanon. And interestingly enough, hold on one second.
Well, you know,
there's a lawnmower going on outside. I'm trying to get away from it.
Okay.
It's creating a lot of noise.
Well, the thing is that you have to understand that all of the intelligence agencies are in lock, and there is a dark side within them. And the Mossad is doing exactly what our leaders want. And this whole thing is being orchestrated. They wanted this war. And, no, I don't put any more blame on the Mossad than I do on our own intelligence agencies. So they all interlock together.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, if you go with the lower-ranking agents within these intelligence organizations, they probably only want to protect their own countries.
That's right.
And they just want to do what's right, but it's the people at the top of the organizations that are up to no good. And
if you heard Barry Shamish's remarks, and I think that he really has an excellent analysis of this, he points out that the stories that came as far as the kidnapping of the Israeli soldier in on the southern border by Hamas, obviously they didn't have to let him be captured. They let him be captured. The Israeli soldiers wanted to go to his aid, and they wouldn't let them. I mean, apparently he was whisked away through a tunnel, and they wouldn't even let him go to the other end of the tunnel and try to stop this. So somebody was putting orders in. They wanted that soldier kidnapped. As far as leaving the other two soldiers in a tank, in Lebanon, they left them there to be captured. They wanted an excuse for the war. The kidnapped soldiers were simply an excuse. They weren't the real reason. This was the time for this war. So when you understand that, but you have to have a means of getting the people behind you. And so Olmert, the president or premier of Israel, has used the kidnapped soldiers as justification for going to war, just exactly as we used what happened on 9/11 as a justification for going to war. But unfortunately, for the intelligence agencies, a number of the so-called hijackers that were supposed to be on those planes are still alive and well, and at least six of them are alive, probably more than that. And the question is, and everybody else in the rest of the world knows that, does that mean that what happened on 9/11 is not what we've been told? And I would like to suggest, of course it is. Just as the magic passports, the one that survived the North Tower and the one that survived the Inferno in Pennsylvania, obviously, how could those passports have survived? They were obviously planted by someone to give us the idea that the official party line was correct. But you go ahead, Jim.
Yes, in fact, you were talking about the 19 hijackers. It's been pointed out, too, that none of their names appeared on the passenger list.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know that any of these people were on these planes.
Right.
And also, with regard to the Middle East, it would seem as though there are forces trying to push Israel into an encounter with Syria, which would draw Iran into the picture, which would then give the United States an excuse to attack Iran and Syria.
It's going to be interesting how this plays out. I don't know. Do you read Joel Scow's weekly analysis?
No, I don't. I don't have that. No, but I do hear
that. That is one of the most insightful things. We had Joel on Friday night, and you can that program will be archived on my second program on Friday. And he gives a number of scenarios. We don't know which one is right. I mean, do they want to bring in a UN force? Is the war going to end in a week or so? And we're going to bring in a NATO force to be stationed, on the Lebanese border? Or is this really an effort to expand the war into a direct confrontation between the United States and Iran, which is really what it's all about anyway? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds.
Yeah, it's a chess game, as you were pointing out. We really don't know what their ultimate goal is here, but it could be a widening of the war, and we don't know.
Right.
It won't lead to a biblical Armageddon, but it could be World War III if it gets to its absolute worst.
Sure. Well, we live in exciting, dangerous, terrible, horrifying times, and isn't it a wonderful thing to know the Lord, because you see His hand in so much of this. And as I was just saying to George before we got into the program, if you go back and you remember what they were going to have, a gay homosexual parade in New Orleans, and then along came Katrina, and they had to cancel the parade. They were going to have a gay parade in Jerusalem, exactly as this whole thing was coming down, and they had to cancel that homosexual parade in Jerusalem, which many people were extremely upset about. The homosexuals marching through those sacred streets of the holy city, of God's city, and now you see the war, and they've had to call it off. People are going to say, oh, this is just coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe that everything is planned. And behind that, of course, the supernatural forces. Man has his plans, and Lucifer has his plans, but God has his plans, too.
That's quite right. And also, one other thing, if you read in the books of Daniel and Revelation, it refers to the ten horns that are in there. Many people, as the common market was being formed, believe that each one of these horns represented a European nation. But we realize, of course, from the book of Revelation that the Antichrist is going to rule the entire world. And interestingly enough, the Club of Rome long ago divided the world into ten regions, and it looks like NAFTA happens to be one of them, along with the European Union.
I think you're absolutely right, and you can just see how they're working so hard to unite the Northern Hemisphere here. It all has to do with reuniting the world. In fact, it really what's so interesting is the fact if you go to Strasbourg, you'll see a replica of the incomplete Tower of Babel that was being built by Nimrod, and they will acknowledge that the place where the European Union Parliament sits is a replica of Nimrod's incomplete Tower of Babel, which God intervened and prevented from being completed. I believe he's going to intervene sometime soon and prevent this plan for uniting the world, coming to pass. Although we're in for some very difficult times in the meantime.
Exactly, and with all of the tumult going on. And the people of great wealth, of course, their greatest enemy is middle-class America. It's a multi-pronged attack on middle-class America to lower our standard of living, to subjugate us to their will, so that we're living in the same level as any other third-world country. Because they're so fearful that some of us will actually get to their level. They want to flatten us all out, and that's really what it's all about.
Well, you see, the thing is, this is the best of times, and it's the worst of times. I mean, it's the best of times because things are going to have to get bad before the average person is going to listen. Most people would listen to our conversation and say, this is the ravings of a madman, or two madmen. I mean, to believe that there really is a cabal of wealthy people working to lower our living standard, when they lose their job and their money is worthless, they're going to listen to what we say. So things are going to have to get a lot worse before they get better. If you want to hang on, go right ahead, Jim.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Well, Dr. Stanback here, and Jim, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, it's just that you can see everything working towards ultimately the biblical revelation. That we are heading towards a one-world government, unfortunately, but we should fight it with everything that we can.
The thing is, it's
evil, and we should fight it.
You and I can see what's going on. The average person, if they're not a Christian, you know, is going to see these things, and when it begins to have an impact on him, he's going to begin to ask questions, and we've got to be there to answer them, and gradually then lead them around from understanding what's happening economically and politically, certainly, to what is happening spiritually. And believe me, so many people are never going to turn to the Lord unless there is a crisis in their lives. And I believe there's going to be a crisis in the lives of most people before this thing is over.
Exactly. And it's Christians are the only ones that have the discernment to see exactly what's going on. The average person, if they hear about a one-world government, they, especially in America, they may think that their lives will continue to go on the way they always have. But you're not going to have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights under a one-world government.
That's the one thing
they're creating so they can take it away.
But, you know, I wish that all the Christians could see it. Some Christians can, and those that hold to the traditional tenets of Christendom can't. But so many people are in the liberal churches, so many people are in the church growth movement or in the emerging church movement, and their attention is being focused on all sorts of other things. Certainly the purpose of the church growth movement is by man's effort we're going to bring about a world utopia. And then, you know, you got Rick Warren going back and reporting to the Council on Foreign Relations and addressing the UN. And he is the leading minister in America today. So they are working to neutralize the church. In fact, if you go back and you read what Barry Goldwater said, I don't know if you take my newsletter, but my main newsletter simply quotes what Barry Goldwater said about the Trilateral Commission. And they intended to take over not only the financial and administrative and political, they intended to take over the ecclesiastical forces in our society. They intended to take over the church. They have, and they're using the Christian church to mislead the Christian people. Our job is to reach the Christians and make them realize they're being manipulated, and that unfortunately some of their leaders, like the Pied Piper of Hamlet, are leading the Christians of this country away from the gospel. And we're told in the latter days, I think it's Thessalonians 2:4 somewhere in there, 2:2. But anyway, that, you know, the latter, before the man of sin is exposed, there's going to be a great falling away, and I think we're seeing it today.
Exactly, it's nothing that is biblical, and it's all designed to distract people away from the core issues, so they're not dealing with that. If you look at even the news, most of it is focusing on Hollywood celebrities and so forth and so on. That's great for a Hollywood program, but it's not news. And this is why they do this, so that we're not focusing on the core issues, because they're afraid that we're going to put a stop to what they're up to.
We have the greatest new video put up by Joe Schimmel. I don't know. Did you ever see Joe's They Sold Their Souls, their Souls for Rock and Roll video?
No, I haven't, but I've heard of it, though.
You really need to get it. It's well worthwhile. But he's got a new one out called the Da Vinci Con. And, you know, it starts out a little slow. It's almost 3 hours. But we watched it on Saturday night last. And I will tell you, it is one of the finest pieces of production I've ever seen. And basically it all deals with Hollywood and all of these movies that we've seen and never understood the hidden message in them. And, of course, the message of Hollywood is, frankly, satanic. And, you know, of course, we hear about all the stars and all the money and the drama, but there is a satanic underlying message to so much of what's coming out of Hollywood today. And I'm sure we'll be carrying it, but I just want to... it is the most amazing film footage I've ever seen. And some of the movies which I saw and liked, I completely missed the message. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, they're masters at injecting ideas into film without your consciously being aware of it. And you will see that even in some of the older films, but at least in older Hollywood, they knew what Americans wanted to see. And you don't see any biblical films being made today, with the exception of The Passion of the Christ. But, of course, Mel Gibson was vilified just for releasing that film, but it made a ton of money because he knew that people wanted to see this kind of film, even though Hollywood wasn't making them anymore.
Sure. Well, we owe Mel a debt of gratitude because that film touched the lives of an awful lot of people.
It certainly did, and unfortunately, though, we're seeing more of the satanic ideas being implanted into films nowadays, and a lot of them, too, are just chewing gum, bubble gum for the eyes kind of film, which really doesn't get into anything that of any substance that would Christians would appreciate.
Well, sometimes the message is there, and we just don't recognize it. And, you know, some of them are so blatantly satanic, but some of them are so subtle, but they control our minds, they manipulate our tastes. We don't even realize, of course, we're being brainwashed as we sit and watch television, as we sit and watch a motion picture, and we think it's just funny, but so many of them have a specific message, and that is to undermine our morality and to undermine our faith in God.
Exactly, and it would bring the judgment of God on us, which is a direct result of doing that.
Well, I think the one thing that we have to point out is there is a conspiracy against God. There's a conspiracy against Christianity. It is organized, it's orchestrated, and if a Christian can't see that today, why, he is spiritually blinded. Our job is to try to open their eyes. That's all we can do, and those that the Lord wants us to reach, we're going to reach.
Exactly, and these ideas come from Satan himself, who gives them to people like David Rockefeller and his ilk, who will bow down to Satan because he gives them what they want, which is wealth and power, and then they give Satan what he wants, which is this one world government where eventually he's going to have an antichrist ruling over everything.
Well, pray for David Rockefeller and pray for all these people on the other side. Who knows, perhaps God could touch their souls. Certainly we can't, but only he can change what is going on today.
That's true.
Hey, well, look, thank you so much for calling. It's a real pleasure having you with us. And when are you going to begin to bring Massachusetts around to an understanding of what's going on?
Oh, I'm trying. I'm seeing as many people as I can. I send them links to your programs that are archived so people can hear them and so forth.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Jim.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning, and I hope you'll want to think very seriously about what we talked about. You can get a copy of the program from the American Freedom Network. We don't have them ourselves. They record these. Incidentally, George has put together a whole series of our programs. He has put together all the programs I've done on the occult. You will want to get a copy of that, and we may be carrying it, but you can also get that from George. He's put them together. He's done the work on it. And we were talking about, you know, maybe 30 programs, 20 or 30 programs that we've done on the occult. They're all on MP3, on ACT. So I'm really looking forward to getting my copy and see how it is, and if it's good, why we will carry it under any circumstances. We do carry a great deal on the occult. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will introduce you to the dark forces that are really there, the satanic organizations that interlock throughout our society. If you haven't seen our 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, you need to get it. Our 4-tape set on Skull and Bones and the books we carry on Skull and Bones. You really need, of course, to get the material we have on the supernatural. We have a 4-tape set, and we carry Johanna Michelson's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, because she was a medium, and she tells her amazing and indeed frightening experiences. Our 4-tape set on Aleister Crowley. The videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll. A 3-hour or 4-hour, 10-hour video by Joe Schimmel. And you'll certainly want to get my interviews with Joe Schimmel. But anyway, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a free newsletter, we'll be glad to send you one. And Chris will send you a catalog along with that, listing all of the items that we carry that will introduce you to the spiritual battle that's going on, the true conspiracy against God. Now, certainly our webpage, www.radioliberty.com, we can listen to our programs on the Internet 5 hours a day, and that's radioliberty.com. Of course, you want to listen here at americannewsnet.com for the morning program, and gcnlive.com. For my first hour of my afternoon program, radioliberty.com. The second evening, radioliberty.com. The second hour is rbnlive.com. We have an opportunity to reach the world. We're on shortwave 4 hours a day. We're on the satellite Telstar 5 9 hours a day. And if you need more information on getting a Telstar satellite, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But certainly it's important that you support this radio station and help them keep going. Because if we had a station like the one you're listening to in every state, why we would take America back in short order. So you're lucky to have Von Wiedemann station in your area. Give them your support, and hopefully you'll be able to help Radio Liberty as well. But our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Your job is to get the information. Your job is to tell other people, to get them listening to the radio programs, to get educated and understand we're involved in a battle for the survival of Western civilization. The souls of men. Until tomorrow, at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at americanewsnet.com.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. We thank you.
The American Freedom Network is not funded.